1057 The Hawk, WCHR-FM Manahawkin, an ultimate classic rock radio station. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 1057 The Hawk. Back to the U.S. Army Allshore Gridiron Classic on the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 1057 The Hawk and 1057thehawk.com.
After a quick entrance back onto the field, we are back to game activity as Connor Ryan getting set to kick off for Monmouth County. Going back deep for Ocean County is number 20. That's Danny Ty, and number 12, Gerard Grimes, the wide receiver from Pinelands. 6-0 advantage for Monmouth County right now. 6:24 to go. End-over-end kick in the end zone. And this one is coming out over the 15. And the ball popped up. And they will say that it was down. It was scooped up by Monmouth County. He was going to walk it in for a score. But instead, it will be first down and 10 for Ocean County. First time tonight that they will have the football. The return from Grant Klimek, the running back from Monsignor Donovan, who will stay on right now as part of a three running back set. Kyle Spatz and Danny Tye in there with Ryan Saplinski, the quarterback from Brick Memorial, who will get first crack of the Ocean County offense. Bill Belford at the wide receiver spot. Anthony Spiziau will be the tight end. The tackles, Tyler Brochu from Toms River North. Corey Fulzer from Jackson Liberty. The guards, Quinn Kuzma from Point Beach. Sean Conway from Toms River South. Tyler Walsh, the center from Lacey. Here is the give. It will be Klimek cutting up field at the 20-yard line. Taken down at the 21. That's stopped by Dan Inkle, the outside linebacker from Mattawan number 51. Inkle, the part of the linebacking corps with Dom Padone from Middletown North. Brett Lambert from Homedale. Up front, David Calderon from Neptune will be one defensive end. Friel Township's Matty Margoto the other. The two tackles, Richie Curran from Red Bank Catholic and Anthony Howard from Long Branch. The back four to start, Corey Morris from Long Branch. Nick Pasquenza from Raritan. The safeties, Chris Miller from Manasquan. Miles Martin from Neptune. Here's the give for Ty on second down and short. He'll take it out towards the yard marker. And I think have enough for a first down from the 25-yard line. The chains will move. We're at the 5-minute mark here in quarter number one. After about a 30-minute rain delay, back up and running here. One player down. That's Danny Ty. An apparent left leg injury will hobble his way off. Hopefully okay. Ty, of course, was injured in the Point Beach loss in the state playoffs.
Well, he appears to be in quite a bit of pain as he's being attended to by the athletic trainers on the sidelines, grabbing his left knee. It was his right fibula that he broke last November in the final game of the season for the Garnet Gulls.
Of course, Danny did lead the Shore Conference in rushing with over 1,500 yards before he was injured.
Single wide receiver off to the right. Split backfield set. Saplinski wanting to throw here. Being chased will let it fly towards the sideline and throw it out of bounds. The ball incomplete. It will bring up second and 10.
Pressure that time from Shaquille Gittens from Neptune High School. This primarily a running setup with the wing T, although they do have one of the great passing game innovators in assistant coach Corey Davies on the sidelines.
And a little influence here on second down and 10. A four wide receiver package into the game for Saplinski from the shotgun. Sends five out in the pattern. Immediately flush, rolling left. Wants to throw, lets it fly. This one up in the air and still trickling around. And they will say incomplete. The intended target was Andre Cochran. The coverage applied by Chris Miller. Both had a chance to catch it, both of them on the ground, and it will just go as a long but exciting incompletion and bring up a third down and 10.
Yeah, Cochran had that for 3 or 4 or 5 seconds and just couldn't get his grips on it, and good job on defense also covering it.
3:45 to go in the opening quarter. Again, if you're just joining us wondering why we're still in the first quarter, we had some lightning roll through. Quick little rainstorm that's actually helped cool it off a little bit on now third and 10 for Ocean County. Monmouth County leading 6-0. 3.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Again, a four wide receiver package. Saplinski from the shotgun. Quick little flare pass to the outside. And Abe Gonzalez just got drilled by Dom Padone, the middle linebacker from Middletown North. Padone lost his helmet. Gonzalez couldn't hang on to the football. And all of it results in a fourth down and 10 coming up for Ocean County.
Well, quite often on third down and long, you'll hear coaches yell, screen draw, watch the screen or the draw. That was the screen. And boy, oh boy, did Monmouth County know it was coming as they smelled that one a mile away and blew it up, and Ocean County will have to punt.
On to punt, John Sudall, wearing number 10 tonight. Sudall from Manchester Township High School. Two players back deep here for Monmouth.
Looks like Vangelis and I believe Smith.
Short, wobbly kick. Vangelis will field it, and he will get taken down quickly. Great coverage down the field by Ryan Prout. That's the good news. The bad news for Ocean County, the ball right now at the 48-yard line of Monmouth County. So short field to work with for the Monmouth County All-Star team. They lead it 6-0, 2:45 to go in quarter number one. While we have a second, Kevin, if you don't mind, this is our Phil Rizzuto part of the broadcast. I want to say hello and a happy 8th birthday to my son Cooper, who is listening right now on 105.7 The Hawk. Just came from a swim meet and now on the way to Brothers basketball game. Here's a completed pass to Tim Vangelis. He will make the catch inside of Ocean County territory at the 40-yard line for a 12-yard pickup.
Any special plans for Cooper's birthday?
Today was actually a pretty busy day for him. We're having a reptile party tomorrow at the house. We have a gentleman coming with all kinds of snakes and spiders and a little baby alligator. My wife is thrilled because part of it was if it got too hot, the party would have to be inside rather than outside. So all this will be taking place tomorrow inside the Harmon household.
Ed and I a little disappointed we didn't get an invitation, but we understand we're not snake people anyway.
Lost in email. Check your spam folder. Four wide receivers set on first and 10. With pressure coming, Dan Watson will get in the backfield and take down Mike Campbell, who's come on here for the Monmouth County team. Campbell from Colts Neck. We're in number 7 tonight. It'll be about a 4-yard loss and bring up second and 14.
Of course, Campbell's first pass, he looked for his ever-wide receiver, Tim Vangelis, on that completion for the first down.
Watson, who had just had a tremendous season a year ago for the Green Dragons, led the Shore with 18 sacks, and that one a tackle for a loss.
He was one of the most exciting players to watch. Second and 14, trips off to the left side. Here's the inside carry off left tackle for Josiel Jackson, the tailback from Long Branch. Blake Jamber on the stop. Gained back about 6. Still 3rd and 8 here as we're ticking down inside of 60 seconds to go in quarter number 1.
Ed, see if you can get any word on Danny Tye and what the injury might be.
Tye right now with a bag of ice on the left knee area, it looks like, on the bench. 3rd and 8. Campbell, he wants to set up a screen. The ball dropped. Was set up pretty well. One of the offensive linemen looked like went in front of the intended target, Eli Smith, and it will set up 4th down here.
Matt, Kevin, Ty's injury is a contusion of the opposite knee, exactly the same spot, but in the other knee. Ironic, isn't it? Probably done for the night, Dr. Fox.
Well, a contusion does not sound like it's anything serious or long-term.
Not until they x-ray it. Right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Kevin Ortiz. And it looks like Pat Moran back deep. High snap up over the head of Connor Ryan, the punter. Ryan just tried to throw it, and now he will kick it. This one will bounce at the 33. Sorry for the chuckle, but I've never seen a punter try and fake a throw and then ultimately decide that he wanted to punt it. Gets off, all things considered, a decent punt from back deep over his side of the 50-yard line to the 25-yard line of Ocean County.
Well, I think he did a great job, Matt, and I'll tell you, the dejected guy on the field right now is Tommy Farrell, the middle linebacker, because Farrell's the one that broke in and had an opportunity to tackle him for a huge loss, but missed. And then, as you said, did a good job of getting a kick away, and that'll end the first quarter.
That will throw us to a commercial break as well. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout here, come back for some more game activity. After one, it is Monmouth County 6, Ocean County nothing. You're listening to the 36th annual U.S. Army Offshore Gridiron Classic, and it's live right here on 105.7 The Hawk.
Having to go for medical imaging testing isn't exactly relaxing, but an imaging center that cares enough to put your comfort first can make all the difference. Open MRI and diagnostic imaging of Wahl provides just that. If you need an MRI, CAT scan, X-ray, bone density test, or ultrasound, you can count on a quick visit, a relaxing atmosphere, and an accurate reading. Open MRI and diagnostic imaging of Wahl at Wahl Circle Park on Route 34 South. Open 7 days. Call 732-974-8060 or visit openmriofwahl.com.
This is the U.S. Army All-Shore Gridiron Classic. Follow Shore Conference High School sports all year long at ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
New set of 15 minutes up and running here, and on the end of round, the carry will go for number 13, Andre Cochran for Ocean County. He will break the plane of the line of scrimmage, get out to the 28-yard line for a gain of 3.
Tackle made that time by Brett Roach from Long Branch, coming up from the safety spot.
Dan Higgins has taken over at the quarterback spot here for Ocean County as well. Wears number 5, led the Rams to another great season this past year.
Doesn't have the big guy, Mike Gesicki, to throw to, though, tonight.
We'll have a procedure penalty. The outside wide receiver that time, Kyle McGarry from Ocean County, did not get himself set. This should back it up 5 yards. You know, I've had a chance to talk about Gesicki, the highly recruited athlete from Southern Regional. I've had an opportunity because my oldest son, continuing the Harmon Sun theme, has been playing basketball at the Hoop Group. He is a guy that people come in and watch play summer league basketball, Ed, because he can get up, he can dunk, he can do a lot of great things. Gesicki, just a great, great athlete.
Now, no question about it. One of the most highly regarded recruited players in the state. And I talked to him last week. Matt is top 5 right now, college-wise, in no particular order. Ohio State, Wisconsin, Penn State, Rutgers, Miami of Florida. Not bad choices.
Can only imagine which one you're trying to tell him to go to.
I've played no role whatsoever in telling him to go to Penn State.
Second down and 6 coming up.
A lot of controversy down here, guys, on the alignments of both teams. I'll fill you in a second.
Single receiver off to the left, wingman back to the right, and a split backfield. Inside carry, and Gonzalez gets dropped pretty quick. That's Abe Gonzalez, little scat back from Southern Regional High School.
Well, one of the rules is you cannot play the game offensively with two tight ends. So if you do, they have a tight end in the game, and they also have a wing. The wing must be a certain amount of yards. I believe that is 4 yards from the last man on the line of scrimmage, and that's what they threw the penalty for. So they came over here to the Ocean sideline to talk to John Wagner and his staff, and they immediately hit him back with 3 times the Monmouth team was unbalanced, which is also disallowed, and that was overlooked. That's the argument.
3rd down and 6. That wingman is sent to the right side of the formation. Higgins, little play action. Looks like a busted play off of his back foot. Will throw it away and be incomplete with pressure coming, and it will set up 4th down. A couple of tough starts offensively in the second set of downs to go along with the first set of downs from Ocean County.
Really struggling to get any kind of offensive flow. Ed, I would say this. You know, there are very strict rules for this game. It's been that way from the beginning. And it always seems like every year there's considerable controversy over who's bending the rules the most.
I agree.
And I think it's quite unfortunate, to be honest with you. It was ugly for a while last year, and there's some controversy already tonight.
Snap back to Sudol. No rush applied to the kicker. And a fair catch called for and made for Tim Vangelis at the 35-yard line.
Mainly it was Joe Fitzsimmons, John Wagner, and Corey Davies, three of the experienced coaches who were yelling about the unbalanced line. And as I said, that is not you know, that's not a go in this type of game. You know, they want to keep it pretty vanilla.
Right. There's a lot of rules. No blitzing, things like that, because you can't prepare for those things in four or five days of practice.
That's correct.
Another set here for Monmouth County as we are up and running. 12:30 to go in the second quarter. Patterson hands off to Joseel Jackson. And he will hop over a couple of tacklers, take it over the 35, get to about the 37-yard line, a gain of four, maybe four and a half. I'll tell you what, for a guy who's going to play defense in college, Jackson, pretty good running back so far tonight.
Nick Hem and Ryan Prout among those in on the tackle after a gain of about four. We've reached the 12-minute mark of the first half with Monmouth leading it 6-0 and in possession of the football.
Split wide receiver set, I formation, ball set from the right hash mark. 4-3 defense for Ocean County. It'll be Jackson again. Boy, he can run hard, and he will slam his way off the left side of the line, get to the 45-yard line for a gain of seven, up for a first down, and the chains will move again here for Monmouth County. Van Ben Schoten on the tackle.
Well, part of the hard feelings over here on Ocean County is, let's face it, they're getting their butts kicked right now by this Monmouth County team. This offensive line is doing a heck of a job. They had their shot on the last possession with the snap over the punter's head, but, they recovered quickly and got out of that jam.
Offset eye look this time. Patterson going to want to throw. Sets up as he swings one off to the left side. Vangelis will make the catch at midfield and then get driven back about a yard or two, but forward progress will get it just shy of the midfield side of the Monmouth County line of scrimmage. 11 minutes to go here in the first half.
Chris Stoma of Barnegat among those in on that last stop. Well, Matt, I touched on it in the beginning, really thought, and I know it does in so many football games, the line play would dictate this one, and I think we would both agree. The Monmouth defensive line has clearly been dominant, and their offensive line has done a pretty good job of being able to run the ball enough for Patterson to connect with his wide receivers, and it's been an impressive first half so far for the guys from Monmouth.
Torrey Robinson has checked in as a wide receiver. This is a four wide receiver set. Patterson almost slipped and fell. Now going to tuck it and run. Come back to the near sideline, to the 40, to the 35. It makes the move of the 30. Stays on his feet at the 25. Continues his weave his way down through traffic and get to the Ocean County 21-yard line. Gain of 29 yards for A.G. Patterson.
Kevin and Matt, you know, you mentioned Joseel Jackson. Remember, he was the Offshore Media Defensive Player of the Year this year to show you how good of an athlete he is, because he's certainly tearing it up here offensively tonight so far. But as you mentioned, Kevin, going to play defense in college.
We mentioned Jackson on his way to New Haven. The guy who's playing quarterback right now, Patterson, also on his way to New Haven. So those two guys going to be pretty familiar with one another. Mark Constantino has checked into the game as the single back right now for Monmouth County. He will carry it. Little delayed draw play off the right side, and Constantino will take it down inside the 15 to the 14-yard line for a gain of about seven. Tommy Farrell on the tackle.
Of course, Constantino played for his dad at Shore Regional, had an outstanding year. Got themselves, I believe they got beat in the finals, right, of the Group 1?
On his way to William Patterson, and he did it all. He ran, caught passes, ran kickoffs and punts back. A real all-purpose running back.
Three wide receivers set. Two off to the right, one back to the left for Patterson. Another draw play to the inside, and that one not as successful on the carry for Eli Smith. Dan Watson able to snuff it out and make the tackle. No gain, brings up a third and long three.
I think you guys would agree that if Monmouth punches this one in, a two-touchdown deficit will loom very large with the way the Ocean County offense has struggled so far tonight.
Yeah, still without a first down for Ocean County, right?
Monmouth County going to break from the huddle here, coming up on 8.5 minutes remaining. Going to split out far sideline to the right, Robbie Cantelli. Near sideline to the left, Tim Vangelis, who's got a touchdown reception on the night. I set up Jackson, the deep man, about 8 yards in the backfield. Patterson, five-step drop, now in trouble. Lets it fly off the back foot. He's got a man open. The catch is up, and that catch is made for a touchdown. Patterson improvising, threw it up for grabs. Robbie Cantelli able to haul it in, the wide receiver from Holmdel on his way to Fordham, and that will make it 12-0 with the extra point upcoming.
Well, that is just two superior athletes making plays. Patterson, who was on his way to being sacked off the back foot, had the vision to know that he had a receiver one-on-one and just try and get it in the area. And Cantelli went high up in the air to catch it for the second touchdown pass of the night from Patterson. And now they'll go for two.
Patterson up under center this time, wanting to throw again. Going to flip it into the flat. The ball deflected and will fall incomplete. Monmouth County will have to be content with a 12-0 advantage. We step out for 30 seconds. 8:15 to go. Half number one, Monmouth County 12, Ocean County nothing. We're back with more of the 36th annual U.S. Army Offshore Gridiron Classic right after this on 105.7 The Honk.
It's only at World Volkswagen where you can celebrate summer in a big way. There's zero down payment with sign and drive on every new Volkswagen. Lease payments as low as $199 a month, and they'll make your first two monthly payments. Plus, get no-cost scheduled maintenance for 3 years. Celebrate summer in a big way at World Volkswagen with two convenient locations, one on Route 37 East in Toms River and the other on Route 33 in Neptune. Visit TomsRiverVW.com.
Back to the U.S. Army Offshore Gridiron Classic on the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And tonight's game made possible by Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission servicing to maintain your vehicle's warranty in Toms River.
Bill Belford and number 22 Grant Klimek back deep right now for Ocean County. Monmouth County set to kick off as they lead it 12-0, looking for back-to-back wins in the series. They've won three of the last four coming in, an overall series lead of 19-15-1. And it will be Connor Ryan set to kick off. Well, that rainstorm that we did get definitely cooled it off a little bit. Little squib kick here for Ryan, going to play it off to the right side. It will be fielded by Belford at the 18-yard line. Belford has a seam. Going to come near sideline now. He's got one man to get around. Cannot. Great open field tackle made by number 33, Dylan Stambaugh, linebacker from Red Bank Regional.
Wow. If he doesn't make that tackle, Belford's got a lot of green in front of him. And as you said, one-on-one with no one else, and he just made a very sure tackle.
Kevin, G. Patterson here. Big pressure up the middle, kept it alive. You got some great receivers out here tonight, don't you?
Yes, I do. I just threw the ball up. I seen pressure coming from the right side, so I'm back to left. Thought about running, but there's nothing really there. So I just threw the ball up to an open receiver that I seen in the corner. It's a great feeling to be out here and to be slinging a ball around with all these guys because they're all great players.
Two touchdown passes tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you.
G. Patterson, the quarterback from Neptune.
7.5 minutes to go. 1 yard pickup as we were just talking things over with Patterson. And now it looks like one of the coaches from Ocean County. Is that John Wagner out there? He is extremely upset and basically barking at the Monmouth County side. Has to be another one of those formation and alignment type things, I would think.
Well, I'm on the Monmouth County sideline now. I'll try to see what they're upset about.
Well, as I said, Matt, last year it kind of got ugly with the coaches thinking rules were being abused, and we've had a lot of that tonight. And I think this is something, you know, these teams are going to have to work on the future because it should not be part of this game.
Second down and 8. Split back set. Receiver left. Wing right. Klimek will go in motion from that wing back spot. Little counter play up the middle. Carried by Kyle Spatz, the running back from Lacey. Good gain. We'll pick up 8.5. And a first down.
Just the second first down for the Ocean County team as they move the chains. And they cross the 40-yard line with 7:11 left in the opening half, and Monmouth County leading at 12-0.
You know, there are a couple of, we'll have to get their official titles on the field, but Chuck Donahue from Southern Regional, Mark Costantino from Shore, sort of like the rules liaisons on the field, and they've kind of run across the field a couple of times when issues came up.
Yeah, they're hanging now right in the middle in the end zone, so they could go to either side at any time. That time it was Wagner who was upset. They're complaining about the open wing, and the two tight ends. That's what Monmouth is complaining about.
Quick snap. Saplinski hands up the middle and snuffed out well by the interior part of the line for Monmouth County. Spats again on the carry. Richie Curran leading the way on the tackle.
Pretty much no gain there. Let's call it a second and long nine.
Yeah, we've seen Abe Gonzalez break so many of those runs, in his senior year at Southern Regional. Had a tremendous year, got the Rams all the way to the finals. Of course, they got beat in those finals, but had a tremendous year.
Second down, a long nine. Inside of 6 minutes to go in the first half, Monmouth County leads 12-0. Four wide receiver set. Cochran will go in motion. He will get it on the jet sweep at the 45, turns upfield, gets to the 48-yard line. And tackled there in the open field, Shaquille Giddens, number 58, the defensive lineman from Neptune. You know, we've been doing this game for a long, long time. I remember when it was just you had to play two running backs, two wide receivers. You basically played a pro offense against a 4-3 defense, and that was it.
Yeah.
We've seen some variation from that over the course of the last couple of years. You know, different formations, different numbers of wide receivers allowed into the game. I almost wonder if they'd be better off just basically lifting a lot of the restrictions that they still have.
Fans want to see points in offense. I sort of agree with you, Matt. Then you don't have to really worry about illegal formations and everything.
Third down coming up and 2 yards for Ocean County. Saplinski going to keep it up the middle. He will break the plane of midfield and get into Monmouth County territory at the 46-yard line. That's a gain of about six and enough for a first down for Ocean County. You know, Ed, it just eliminates all those problems,
yeah, exactly.
You know?
You don't have coaches yelling at each other. Becomes, a sportsmanship game, when they're yelling at each other. And, of course, nobody's going to give in. These guys are hard-headed, these coaches. Ryan Saplinski there did that many times for Brick Memorial, especially in the first five games of the year when they ran off five straight. Looks like Monmouth, Matt, will take a timeout here.
Timeout as their defense has been on the field for a while. Breaking the action with 4:35 to go in the first half. Monmouth County leading it 12-0.
It seems like obviously when we had that 30-minute or so delay due to lightning and then some rain, certainly some fans did decide to head home early, but looks like most of them have come back. Stands are fairly full, and there are people lining the fence at the end zone underneath the scoreboard. So it's all in all not a bad crowd. You'd have to believe the hot weather did keep some people away from making the trip out. And those that didn't, hopefully, are listening to us.
I don't see why they wouldn't be.
105.7 The Hawk.
You can do it a variety of ways. On the radio, which I guess we'd have to say the old-fashioned way, right? Terrestrial radio at 105.7 The Hawk. You can listen online on your computer at shoresportsnetwork.com. You can listen on your mobile device on Radio Pup.
That's right. You download the free Radio Pup app, and you can listen to 105.7 The Hawk.
Still waiting for the Hometown View Only app specific.
It's coming.
It's in the works. Split back set. Wing off to the right, Klimek. He'll go in motion. Here's the give back to the inside man. That's number four, Kyle Spatz from Lacey. All of a sudden, Ocean County with a little bit of bounce in their step. Good drive going here inside the 40-yard line to the 39 right now. Gain of seven.
Dom Padone of Middletown North made that last tackle. Seemed to be having a little success, Matt, with the quick hitters up the middle. The linemen don't have to sustain their blocks that long, and these little running backs who all look about the same, built the same, Klimek, Ty, Spatz, and company, finding that little seam. Spatz ran for 1,201 yards and 15 touchdowns for the A-South champion Lions last fall.
In the overall scheme of the game, a score here before halftime would do wonders for Ocean County. who will start with the football in the second half. Man in motion, Klimek will go across the formation, this time from right to left. Gonzalez gets the pitch. Gonzalez gets dropped in the backfield.
Gonzalez on the carry.
Boy, that was David Calderon of Neptune who absolutely blew that play up. My goodness, he took on the blocker, pushed him right back into the Gonzalez, and then brought Gonzalez down. Calderon, another player on his way to New Haven, Matt.
Busting through the short conference this year.
Wow.
New Haven, a solid Division II school. Third down coming up and nine. Shotgun look for Sapinski. Going to tuck it and run. Full head of steam to the 40. Breaks the tackle. Gets forward to the 37. Maybe the 36, which is where he needs to get to for a first down. I think he's going to be a good solid half yard shy. And it will bring up fourth and less than one.
They got to go, right? No doubt about it.
They're
going to use a timeout here because the clock is their enemy right now. 2:35 left.
Ocean County calls timeout.
We'll take a timeout here as well. 2:35 to go in quarter number two. Monmouth County 12, Ocean County nothing. Ocean County, though, on the move. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more on the All-Shore Gridiron Classic on 105.7 The Honk.
Looking for some exhilaration in the great outdoors? Look no further than the Jersey Paddler in Brick. It's your stand-up paddleboard headquarters at the Jersey Shore. You'll find exciting stand-up paddleboards from industry leaders Hobie and SurfTech, plus all your favorite gear and the newest canoe and kayak models from Ocean Kayak, Wilderness Systems, and Hobie. The Jersey Paddler is stocked with everything you need for the outdoor adventure of a lifetime. Visit the Jersey Paddler at the intersection of Route 88 and Route 70 in Brick, and online at jerseypaddler.com. The Jersey Paddler, everything connected with the outdoors.
This is the U.S. Army All-Shore Gridiron Classic. Follow Shore Conference High School sports all year long at ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
And tonight's broadcast powered by Open MRI of Wall. They're wide open on Route 34 in Wall, or visit them at OpenMRIofWall.com. Open MRI, along with Ocean Trophies, will sponsor our Player of the Game Awards, one each. Monmouth and Ocean County coming up at the conclusion of tonight's broadcast.
Fourth down and one for Ocean County off the timeout. And they will line up to go for it into the short side of the field. Wide receiver and a wingman split back set. And we'll have a quick official stop. And again, more problems, I believe, between the sidelines and the coaching staffs. Complaints about alignments continuing.
Again, Matt, it's the wingman they're concerned about. In this case, it's Cochran. Is that Cochran at 13?
13 is Cochran.
Yeah,
that is
that's
correct.
That's who they're concerned about.
Sapinski will keep it. He will have a first down with ease. Inside the 30-yard line to the 29. That's a gain of 7 before Chris Miller able to take him down. It'll set up a first down here. Want to say hello to our good buddy Greg Viscomi from Monmouth University, who's listening to the game tonight. Just chimed in with a text message. MU football back and part of the Shore Sports Network this year as well. Their season coming up quick as well. They will open on a Thursday night in Montana State.
August 29th.
That is correct.
That last play, guys, was one of the rules there where you cannot cover the center, so Sapinski had a lot of room right over his center. Easy first down.
Back to work, Sapinski. We'll send Cochran in motion from left to right. Five-step drop for Sapinski. Lets it fly to the end zone. He's got a man wide open. Cochran caught it. Touchdown. Beat the coverage on a little wheel route out of the backfield, and Ocean County on the scoreboard with a 1:29 to go in quarter number two.
Well, the highlight play of the first half for the home team, Ocean County, Ryan Zaplinski to Andre Cochran, results in a touchdown, and certainly gets the Ocean County crowd on their feet and gets the team from the south in the Shore Conference very much back in this ballgame.
Ocean County will go for the kick here, the point after, with Brett Blank, number 17, on.
Joe Fitzsimmons to hold. Teammates from Point Pleasant Borough.
Oh, it was a nice wheel route run by Saplinski and Andre Cochran. Nice throw and a nice, great grab.
Well, you know, Saplinski, really a great story. Was not on the original roster to play in this game. Was kind of a late addition in terms of when the players were contacted back in the spring. And just wowed the coaches with his play this week. And Ed, he's a young man who's not even right now going to play at the college level.
Now he's going to Ocean County College. He's a excellent football player and a very good basketball player. So maybe he plays basketball at the college level for a year and then sees what happened. But he is an outstanding athlete.
Here's Blank for the extra point. Good snap. Good hold. Kick is up. Going to knuckle its way through the uprights and put a 7 up on the board for Ocean County. 12-7 Monmouth County, the advantage right now. 1:29 to go in quarter number two.
You know, the key to that drive, Matt, is Ocean County for the first time tonight got its running game going. The quick hitters up the middle. Spats especially effective. Saplinski on a couple of keepers himself that sort of opened things up. And as Ed described, the wheel route, Cochran going down the right sideline right in front of the what would be the Ocean County or the Toms River North bench. Clearly beat his man, and Saplinski did a great job of timing, throwing it up, connecting with him in full stride for the easy catch and touchdown, and gets the Ocean County team very much back in this one in the final moments of what has been a long opening half time-wise.
Predicated, obviously, by about a half-hour rain delay, lightning delay, I should say, and during that lightning break, we did have some rain. Rain didn't stop us. The lightning did.
Matt, real quick, Andre Cochran, little wheel route, right?
Yeah, definitely. We called. I had the jet right. Then we're going to have the outside wing, outside slot, run a post. Then I'll distract the safety in the corner. Then I boot out for the wheel. I had to catch up to it, but it was a great ball. And
hey, hold on. We'll do the kickoff, Matt.
Vangelis will take it about 8 yards out of the end zone, run it out to the 25-yard line. Go ahead, Ed.
It's a score that you really needed before halftime.
Definitely. Well, plus also since we had the delay, we didn't want to come out flat. Even though we blocked our extra point, we knew that was to our advantage. So we came out. We knew we had to run against the field, or then our guys would start getting dead. So we came out. We wanted to win that.
And you know what opens the pass game? You had some success running the football.
Exactly. Then that gets the defense guessing. Then that gives us more comfortability to pass the ball, and then we're good.
Oh, you're right back in this one. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
12-7 with a minute 21 to go as Monmouth County coming back on. Mike Campbell taking over at the quarterback spot. Sets up and fires and gets hit hard in the backfield. And why wouldn't it be Dan Watson, who was a man amongst boys during the season and continuing to impress here. Watson, another guy, Kevin, as I look down the roster, kind of undecided about his college plans as well.
Well, we just don't have it. Maybe Ed can kind of find out on the sidelines where Watson is going to school.
Matt, you might be able to know this. It wasn't Monmouth interested?
I know they were.
They were, yeah, maybe. Well, I'll definitely find out for you.
Yeah.
Definitely at halftime.
Uh-oh.
Big play up the middle, out to the 50-yard line as Monmouth County will break one. 30 seconds to go. That was an impressive run by Jameer Hinton.
Monmouth County calls timeout.
Well, I think Ocean County was playing pass and hitting on a quick hitter up the middle. Gets the ball on the other side of midfield to the Ocean 49 with 31 seconds left. And Monmouth will call timeout. And with Campbell in the game, clearly 31 seconds is more than enough to work this one down. And remember, they have a great kicker in Middletown South's Connor Ryan, who is headed to Franklin and Marshall.
And keep it here with the timeout.
The other brick player in this game is the linebacker, a starting linebacker, Doug Cuccinello, also a running back, but playing defense tonight for this Ocean team. He was a tough start at the season, injured, and fought his way back to a pretty successful senior year.
I've heard just so many rave reviews on Dan Watson for not only his play this week in practice, but what he did for Brick last year. We had that game against Lacey late in the year, the game that Lacey hit on the miracle pass to Bill Belford late in the game when it looked like Brick had won. But everyone agreed that Watson was the best player on the field. And I talked with Lacey assistant coach John Tierney, the offensive line coach, this week, and he told me we just could not block him the whole night. He cuts off half the field. He's as impressive as a player as I've played against in a long time.
On first and 10, Campbell wanting to throw. He's got a man wide open at the 40-yard line. That catch is made and trying to get out of bounds. That is Torrey Robinson, number 88, the wide receiver from Howell. Good job of making the catch and getting out of bounds at the 35-yard line. That is a first down.
They'll reset the clock and ...22.2 seconds left. Plenty of time. You can't give them too much room downfield because a couple of completions can get it right to the end zone.
Four wide receivers set for Campbell to work with. Going to roll off to his right. Stop, throw. Another catch is made. Another catch by Evangelist, who's had himself pretty good first half at that wide receiver spot. Will step out of bounds at the 23. 13-yard pickup. Only took 7 seconds off the clock.
And clearly Campbell running his Colts neck offense with his own coach and Greg LaCava. Very comfortable here. Ocean County is giving him way too much room downfield. Evangelist went 10 yards and just turned right there wide open.
And a comfort to know he's got his own wide receiver, Evangelist, in the package as well. Same situation here. Campbell wanted to throw over the middle. He's got a man. It's Robinson who will make the catch. Robinson staying on his feet down inside the 10. That'll be a first down, and a timeout will be called with 7.3 seconds remaining, and certainly time enough for one play for Monmouth County to go to the end zone. Coverage and tackle made by Pat Moran.
Well, now you have to decide here, Matt. Do you want to throw one? Do you think you have time to throw a play? And if it's incomplete, then kick a field goal. 7 seconds is a long time. You could just run a quick fly, you know, not a fly, but you just run a corner route in the end zone, throw it up, and see if your guy can go up and get it. I would think they'll run one play before trying a field goal.
Well, I think you definitely have time for a play.
I believe they have one timeout left. They used one defensively on that last possession.
Well, the timeout wouldn't matter if the pass is incomplete. Although they certainly could call it just to be comfortable getting the field goal unit. Let's face it, special teams at a game like this is never a sure thing. And remember, they've Connor Ryan had his first extra point blocked.
Yeah, well, the timeout left will enable you to maybe run a draw or something like that and still have time to stop the clock.
Single back into the game, four wide receiver package, three off to the left and one back to the right. Campbell gets it, wants to throw, dancing around, throws into the flat, and the ball was dropped, probably wisely. The clock continuing to run. Well, that shouldn't be. It was an incomplete pass.
Well, it didn't sneak out, Matt, until very late.
Not from up here, Ed. It popped out pretty easy.
Well, Greg LaCava and the Monmouth County staff is pleading their case. Meanwhile, John Wagner took the Ocean County team off the field so fast you can't believe it.
Well, that will be one that Monmouth County can certainly gripe about a little bit, but I don't think they're going to call guys back on.
Maybe they play it on the practice field that last down. We'll do it again.
Listen, Ocean County's in the locker room already.
I agree.
There clearly should have been
a second and a half
up on the clock still.
I would agree with you, Matt. I did see it sneak out. He did call it late, the referee, and they're going to accept it.
Well, Monmouth County will make their way to the locker room as well, and we will head in to our halftime break. We'll step out with Monmouth County leading at 12-7 on the back of a couple of touchdown passes from Ajay Patterson. 3-minute timeout when we come back. A lot of interview stuff going down on the field with Ed Saraluca, who will grab anyone willing to talk to him on this hot summer night. It is the 36th annual U.S. Army All-Shore Gridiron Classic. And we're back right after this on 105.7 The Hawk.
Nobody wants to go to court, but if you need to, you need to have an experienced, skilled attorney by your side. The law firm of Carluccio, Leone, Diamond, Doyle & Sachs is a full-service law firm located in the heart of downtown Toms River, serving all of Ocean County. Their team of 12 attorneys blends over 225 years of experience, solving legal problems with personal injury, civil and criminal litigation, business and construction disputes, elder law, real estate, and more. Ask about the law firm of Carluccio, Leone, Diamond, Doyle & Sachs. For a consultation, call 732-797-1600.
Summertime is a great time to bring the family cars to Tool Time Auto to make sure they're safe and roadworthy. Tool Time Auto is a full repair facility, and Tool Time's automotive technicians are ASC certified with many years of experience. They'll keep all the vehicles in your family running smoothly, and you'll feel confident that your family will be safe on the road this summer. Go to a neighborhood place that is trusted by so many, Tool Time Auto Service, at the Whitesville Mall at the intersection of Route 70 and Whitesville Road in Toms River. Call 732-886-6678.
Mulberry Street in Brick is much more than an Italian specialty market. It's also a bakery and pastry shop, meat department, deli, caterer, and pizzeria all rolled into one. They offer creative barbecues, delicious prepared foods, gourmet cheeses, aged black Angus beef, 4 and 18-year balsamic vinegars, plus Old World olive oil direct from Umbria, Tuscany, and Latina in Italy. Mulberry Street, your neighborhood Italian specialty market. In the Mulberry Street Plaza on Brick Boulevard in Brick. Call 732-477-4520 or visit Mulberry Street.
Having to go for medical imaging testing isn't exactly relaxing, but an imaging center that cares enough to put your comfort first